is wrong, but now we have the Supreme Court saying it's also unconstitutional under the 14th Amendment Equal Protection Clause. And this is a huge milestone in the march towards freedom and equality for the LGBT community.
What is this day like for you personally?
You know, I have been a part of this fight, this effort for full freedom, full equality, and I can't tell you how huge of a milestone this is, and the march goes on too.
Did you ever envision that this day, this decision would come just a few short years ago?
You know, I always believed the right would be won for marriage equality during my lifetime, but I didn't know when, obviously. The progress in my early years of involvement in this civil rights movement seemed elusive, it seemed slow, and now we've seen such change in recent years. This is just a very, very exciting day.
As to the High Court ruling on the Affordable Care Act,
yes.
Your reaction to that as well this week?
You know, I was very pleased to see a 6-3 decision in the Supreme Court, again upholding the Affordable Care Act. It's the second ruling the court has made, and in this case confirming that tax credits are available to citizens throughout the United States, regardless of their zip code, regardless of what state they reside in. The Chief Justice Roberts, and I'm not quoting him precisely here, but saying this was clearly an effort by Congress to expand access to the healthcare marketplace. They clearly did not intend to constrict it or send it into disarray, and strongly upholding the Affordable Care Act. And it has great consequence for Wisconsin, because obviously our governor decided not to create a state marketplace, but instead a federal marketplace. 166,000 Wisconsinites will be able to keep their tax credits, will not have to see their taxes rise because of this great Supreme Court decision.
Speaking of Governor Scott Walker, he says in reaction to this ruling that it is a signal that congressional Republicans must, quote, redouble their efforts to repeal and replace this destructive and costly law. What is your response to that?
Well, it just flies in the face of the facts. First of all, he's speaking in direct opposition to the best and well-being of the citizens of this state. 166,000 Wisconsinites have affordable, quality health care coverage because of the Affordable Care Act. And all of the governor's previous excuses, for example, not to expand Medicaid because he didn't believe the law would last, are evaporating. And it's now time for him to take the next step, not only establish, I hope, a state exchange, but to expand Medicaid, because it's clear that the Affordable Care Act is here to stay.
In a moment, we will also be hearing from U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, who says this law has harmed millions of Americans and has cost millions of Americans health plans and doctors that they chose. Do you dispute that?
I absolutely do. It, again, flies in the face of the facts.